Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Motto at Midnight with your host, Motto Sasquatch. Motto is a shaman who works with the written and spoken word. He has played his flute, offers sacred smoke in the four directions. Please join Motto in sacred ceremony. And now, Motto at Midnight.
Motto at Midnight is the program. Your host is Motto Sasquatch, who happens to be me. Thank you for joining me this Christmas evening, the second highest holiday in Christianity. Christianity happens to be my own heritage, so I honor that, as well as the shamanic tradition that I now, I guess, sort of follow. I don't know that I'm somewhat, by any means, sort of an expert in it, but then again, I'm not an expert in Christianity, and neither are most Christians I know, so I guess it's not required. We'll talk a little bit about Christmas, perhaps. We'll talk a little bit about technology, as I promised in the promo for the show. But first off, I'd like to just very quickly address a topic that's been on my mind. I don't know if anybody out there has ever seen a television show called Lost Girl. And I couldn't even tell you where it airs. I know it airs somewhere because scenes from it keep appearing on YouTube. But it's sort of a throwback, because what I was going to say originally was, I've noticed that vampire movies seem to be competing with zombie movies now, because vampire movies have gotten much more violent. That is, violent in terms of the attack by the monster on the heroes. You know, in obviously zombie movies, they're out to, you know, gonna tear people limb from limb, and that's who they are, and that's what we expect. But a vampire, goodness, could you even hear me? I have my microphone up over the top of my head. Do you? I hope you hear me better now. Anyway, it was always the zombie movie, and the vampire movie was the vampire movie, and never the twain shall meet. But I don't know exactly why. Again, my idea is that the people who make vampire movies felt a need to compete in some way. But you notice, if you want, a lot of vampire movies, which mostly I see on YouTube, involve the vampire tearing the victim's throats out. Throats, plural, you know, if there's more than one. And that's just not, I mean, that's not the vampire movie I grew up with. I mean, that's what made it cool, was that it was a question of seduction. You know, the victim is being convinced by the vampire to give themselves up to the vampire, basically to give, even though you know the vampire is eventually going to kill you. That's how it generally works out anyway. And that's something I always liked about the vampire movie. But then there's True Blood has kind of kept that going, and some other things, but most of the vampire stuff you see today is just, you know, roar and screaming and yelling, and it's just, God, that's no fun. But then I noticed this show called Lost Girl, which really doesn't have anything to do with vampires. It seems, again, I've never seen the show. I only get little clips of it on YouTube, but it seems to be a pack of lesbian, I don't know what you call them, superheroes? They all have, each of them have some sort of occult superpower. And they're using it, and we don't know, are they good or are they not good, you know. And the main one is called Bo. And I don't know what exactly it is, and who is it, a Charlie's Angels kind of thing that somebody's giving their assignments? I don't know. But Bo has a girlfriend named Lauren who's not in the band. And something happened with them which I have never seen happen in that sort of superhero motif. You know, the superhero's girlfriend is always, you know, constantly getting, you know, kidnapped, and you know, so Bo is constantly having to save Lauren. Well, one day, Lauren said, "Fuck this," and walked away. And I said, "Has that ever happened before?" That's a superhero's girlfriend ever said, "Look, I know you got to do what you got to do, but you know, I'm not super, and I'm going to get killed. I don't know how that all got mashed together, except that my contact with all of these genres now is, as I said, it's all YouTube. I don't have Netflix. Don't go to the movies anymore. Don't have cable at home. So I get these little goodies, these little, you know, 2-3 minute clips that are selected, you know, mostly for their erotic content more than anything else. They have some very, very, considering that Lost Girl airs on a commercial TV, it's not like HBO or Showtime, it's on a commercial network. I couldn't tell you which one, but it's very daring, the scenes, the love scenes that they do, very daring. And but then they always ruin them by having them stop and talk in the middle, which this would be, I don't want to say, you know, obviously you can stop and talk in the middle, that's fine, but the dialogue is just awful. It's terrible. No, don't, I mean, you have them say something good if you're going to have them stop and talk. But anyway, it'll never beat a good Hammer vampire movie. Can't beat Ingrid Pitt, no matter what you do. And can't beat the original Star Wars either. That's all I have to say about that. Very, very Christmassy subject, I'm sure you will agree. But anyway, I wasn't even going to be doing this show tonight, and I'll tell you why. I had recorded a show yesterday. I needed to run a test. I'm not going to go into this in too much detail, but there's a new feature on Blog Talk, and I wanted to test it. To do this, I had to pick a day when we weren't doing a show because each channel is limited to one show per calendar day, unless you pay them a bunch of money. So With Insights can put up one radio show each day. And this, actually, my show technically is the Saturday show because it's after midnight. There's a Friday show on Friday at noon. That's Mark the Rabbit Hole, our astrology show. But anyway, we didn't have anything on Thursday, so I scheduled a one-hour show. Chief Iggy was going to join me, and he did. And then also Adriana Arts, who's on our Monday show with Iggy, Chief Iggy, and with David Two Crows, where they do all the readings. She called in, and we had a nice discussion about there were Christmas themes, and then there were other things too. I need this sort of constant reassurance that I sort of belong with this group. You know, that's my way of looking at things. Sometimes I won't say conflict. Conflict isn't the right word. It's different from, you know, the sort of tone, tenor of this show is different than you will hear on the other shows on WithInsightsRadio.com. So Iggy and Adriana were nice enough once again to reassure me that I belong. And that's nice. It's nice that they take the trouble to do that. And I'm going to call in and be a part of their show. I may actually go out there. I'm not sure if I'll call in. I may actually just go out there and show up. Might not be. Yes, it would. It couldn't be this Monday show because I'm still going to be. I'm at my parents' place for the holidays. But we're going to do New Year's Eve. I'm going to record my show, and this is one reason I wanted to test out this, you know, the thing for Blog Talk, is I'm going to record a show at the New Year's Eve celebration at Iggy's restaurant, and then I'm going to do some editing and put that on as my show on Friday night, my Mud to a Midnight show. But I have to learn, you know, more about doing that, and so far, if we get that far and I can get to the technology sucks part of the show, and I think it will, I'll tell you what's kind of been going on with that. But we did this. I guess I am into that. I did start it already. I'm telling you about this show. And the show did go out. We just didn't promote it because I didn't know if it was going to work, if this technical thing I was trying was going to actually work, or if there's going to be dead air for an hour. So we really didn't promote the show. We were just sort of out there going out on Thursday afternoon at 3 p.m. So my thought was, since, you know, no one would have heard it anyway, that I would just download the show from the archive and then put it on tonight, and then I wouldn't have to worry about doing a show because we have all, you know, all of our family over this evening and so on and so forth. It's kind of a tiring day. But I downloaded the show. That was no problem. But when I played it back, you know, to make sure it was all good, I found that Blog Talk had done this sort of annoying thing that they do. And I'm very appreciative of Blog Talk Radio for providing this service, you know, for giving us the opportunity to, you know, to do radio shows and put them out there on the internet. And I realize that they have to make money in some way. So they do, you know, they put up advertising. And if you listen to one of our shows on the archive, you will doubtless hear an ad will run before the show starts. Well, I had downloaded this show, and there was an ad, you know, pasted to the beginning of the show. You know, it's all as one sort of file. So I was going to have to get into that file and cut out that ad, because I don't want to make you listen to it, especially if you're coming in. I think it actually, if you come in through the internet portal as well, I don't think you get an ad if you call, if you listen to the show on your phone. But I believe if you listen to the show on the internet portal, you see an ad before you get to start listening as well. So I want to subject you to the extra advertisement. I have Audacity on my computer, which is a freeware program for editing sound files. Although from the work I did with it today, it doesn't seem to be about editing so much as it is about recording and then maybe tightening it up. Because, you know, all I wanted to do was lop that commercial off the front of the file, right? That first minute, just cut it off, and then you know, have the shorter file be my show. But I couldn't make Audacity do that. So, not to worry, I thought. What I've done in the past, I have on my old computer, I have Pinnacle, which is a video editing software, but you can trick it into doing audio files. You just download some random video file you don't care about, and then you stick the audio file there as your background sound, and you just mute everything else and save it as you tell it to export it as an MP3. No problem. But I haven't used that feature in a while. You know, my computer sort of sits here in my mom and dad's house, and it doesn't do much, and it can't connect to the internet. This tells you how far back I go with making videos, making digital videos. When I learned how to do that, we were strongly advised to never use a computer that was connected to the internet when we were editing our videos. It says don't let your video files and your video editing software get anywhere close to the internet. The idea it could be, you know, attacked and your files could be stolen and so forth and corrupted. And now you buy the editing software that you need some kind of software to even get your files off of the camera. And all of that's internet based. Anything you need, they call extra. I think this is stuff that just, you know, should be included, and they say it's included. But what I'm driving at here is I went to turn my file into an MP3, and it told me I didn't have I needed to update my MP3 transcoder files, and I needed to connect to the internet to do that. And of course, I can't because my old computer doesn't connect to the internet. So I was just sort of stuck. I could either put that episode on with the ad in place, or I could stay up and talk to you guys for half an hour. And I decided to stay up. It's not too bad. And I drank a big can of Coke before I went on the air. So I'm reasonably sure I'm going to be able to drag my ass through it. But it's one of those. I remember I talked about this in the original show too, which may, you know, I may be able to once I sit down and learn how to use Audacity or some other program. You know, I still got all that material that basically no one has never heard, so I could get back into it and take snippets of it and, you know, put it, you know, work it into my show somehow. Well, let's hear what Adriana has to say about this, that sort of thing. But I remember my sort of original monologue before. Iggy and Andriana came in was about about the evils. It's not the evils of technology. I said technology sucks. I don't mean that technology sucks. Technology is always, has obviously made our life much better in many ways. I guess I'm more upset with the creators of technology, with the people who create applications from technology, and how they choose to how they choose to ply their wares, I guess. And the example I gave was, you know, when I started recording music in my own voice, I had an open reel tape recorder, which actually belonged to my father. And you know, there was a microphone, and a microphone had a big plug. Plugged the microphone into the recorder, and you were recording. And you know, if somebody else brought their microphone over, that you could plug that one in too. If you started buying magnetic tape from a different company than you usually did, I mean, that tape would still work. I mean, you didn't have to reconfigure your recorder to make, you know, different reels of tape work. You didn't have to reconfigure your recorder to make different microphones work. But that's what you have to do. It's so case specific. The technology people create an application. They concentrate on utility and not user friendliness. Okay, this works. Great. Now let's move on to version 8.0. So we can make them have to buy another, you know. That bugs me too. You know, I have all through, you know, the past 20 years, I've had programs that I used for years. I was perfectly happy with. Did everything I needed to do, and I had to abandon them and buy new ones because, you know, when they went to Windows 7, the old, my God, Johnny Castaway. Any of you ever see Johnny Castaway? Is an absolutely amazing, amazing screensaver. And it's about a guy stuck on an island. It's sort of a cartoon-looking thing. And he'd just sit around all day doing quasi-interesting things. You could say you could avoid work for days at a stretch just watching Johnny Castaway on that island. You know, he'd build things and walk around and try to signal boats and all that. And won't run on Windows 7. Makes me mad. Makes me so mad! So I guess that's what I mean when I say technology sucks. It doesn't really mean technology sucks. And maybe it's just my sort of, my feeling that I'm being left behind. You know, that's technology, what's the word I want? Got too many long pauses and says, this is the kind of show that I need to edit while I try and think of what I want to say. You know, it's that feeling that, you know, that life is now designed for younger people. And this is particularly disconcerting when, like me, I've been out of work for 3 years trying to find something new and wondering if it's even possible. Can I even still fit in? You know, I've never held a smartphone in my hand. There are jobs out there where you have to do a whole bunch of them on a smartphone. My daughter does all kinds of stuff. She's in the catering business, and she's constantly, you know, that smartphone doing this and doing that and contacting people and whatnot, getting things together. I wouldn't know how to make one of those things work. And then the Windows 10 for your computer is designed to, you know, sort of a handshake with smartphones. And I'm like, gosh, this is stupid. Why does this work this way? Why does this look this way? Well, I think it's stupid because I don't know anything about smartphones. I don't know anything about how they work. Or so that an intuitive, I always sort of preferred the Windows to the, what do I want to say? Mac sort of came early to this whole not transparent technology thing. So you looked at a Macintosh, and there was really no way to penetrate how it worked. unless you were a software engineer and you knew what the Mac engineers were thinking about. Whereas Windows was usually you knew where the files were, you could find them. There was sort of a logical order. You know, the programs for this file are in this place, and they're sort of cascaded. And you know, the data files are here, the program files are here, the image files are here. You know, and you could move things around. You could put things where you wanted them. And whereas in the Mac, you had much less customization, much less control. And I are in the 30 years that I've been in the adult sort of area of work, I've seen that moving towards we just have to take what they give us. And technology is supposed to, it's consumer technology. Consumer technology, I shouldn't have to know how it works. You know, I don't know how an internal combustion engine works, but I can drive a car. And now they want to start making cars that drive themselves. So you want to have control over your car. You don't have anything, don't control over something as basic as the telephone. That's what I mean. Telephone. I mean, today they do. Obviously thousands of things the telephones couldn't do when I was a kid, and mostly I'd say those things are pretty good. But I kind of like to have the option to not have to worry about those things, to not have those things get in the way of what I want to do. Because it sometimes seems, I'd said this, when they first started making new versions of Windows, it just seems that they're arbitrarily adding new features so that they can take up the space provided to them by the new chip. They have to fill up that new chip because, in a couple years, there's going to be another chip. I mean, why can't we, can we just need used to drive all this? I mean, need, from the market, need. People need a machine that can do this, and this. And that's purely secondary. It's what drives it is the need to keep to a schedule of updates so that you can, in 2 years we're going to start selling this, and in 4 years we're going to start selling this, and in 6 years we're going to start selling this. Just something like a comedian I heard once called brute force cybernetics. You're creating a need, a product that creates the need for itself. That's Windows to a T. That's Mac to a T. I just think we all just got so caught up in what these machines do. We didn't think about what they ought to do. What would be the best thing for them to do? Not to have them do everything. What a waste. Waste of energy and talent to make a machine that does everything, because it doesn't have to do everything. It only has to do certain things that people really need to do. That was like absolutely nothing like what I thought I was going to say, but it seldom is. That doesn't happen on this show. Next week we've got the, as I said, the New Year show, and it's basically going to be, my idea is to record people's New Year's predictions. Again, I don't know if that's exactly what's going to happen, but we'll roll with it. See where we go. We'll be doing it at Garcia's, which is Chief Iggy's restaurant, which, keeping our fingers crossed, it may hopefully reopen permanently in the new year. I miss it. I used to spend all kinds of time. I used to live around the corner from it. And it was my, my major social interaction. I'm there 3 or 4 times a week. So much has changed, since it hasn't been open. And I feel, obviously I know that putting bringing the restaurant back is not gonna, you know, there's a lot of personal wounds. A lot of the people who frequented the place have suffered losses or have suffered damage to their lives, not necessarily connected to the restaurant not being there, but it just seems that you can see there's this very obvious mark in time. You see before that mark, there was this set of relationships, and after that was marked, there's this very different set of relationships that are not nearly as satisfactory. So it's sort of my hope that the restoration of the restaurant might lead to the restoration of some of those relationships. Now, and I don't know that it will. You know, there's just a lot of people that I really, really miss. A lot of people who just aren't in my life anymore that I really, really miss. Part of me hopes that they will show up at the New Year's party. I don't know if they will. It would be a thrill for me if they did. In the meantime, I've got, what is it? It's a Saturday. I got 6 days to learn how to use Audacity because I'm recording it it'll be Thursday night, and then the next day is Friday. So at some point during the day, I'm going to have the program edited and ready to go and upload it to Blog Talk. And I'll probably sit up until midnight anyway because I don't know. I've never had great luck with having Blog Talk automatically launch stuff for me before. It just doesn't happen. And then I got to dial the phone and try and start the show really quickly. But we'll see. There's a protocol on Blog Talk now that's specifically for a pre-recorded program. So let's hope that it'll work a little better. What else can I tell you? We've got about 2 minutes left. We move into the new year. I know I want to spend much more time and energy on Shaman Tarot. That's going to be, I think, the primary focus of the show for the foreseeable future, I think. I want to mold myself into a proficient shaman tarot-er, if you will. Is tarot-er a word? A tarot reader, which means I'm going to have to know more about conventional tarot as well. And I may pick the brains of some of my friends who I know read tarot. The problem, of course, is that I'm not in a position to make a proper love offering at this time. And I feel I've never been able to bring myself to take money for anything along those lines. I just don't feel that I'm competent to do it, I don't know that my advice is worth a damn to be able to ask people to hand over their money. But anyway, you're going to be invited along for the process of me becoming a tarot reader via the Shaman Tarot deck. So prepare yourself for that excitement. I do thank you for joining me this evening. Merry Christmas, whatever celebration your spirituality dictates for this time of year. Please join me next week for the New Year's show, and hope to see you into the new year. Thank you very much, and have a pleasant good evening.